Welcome to the Practical Consciousness Podcast with James and Lisa, where we help you tap into your highest selves in everyday life. Hi, welcome to Practical Consciousness, the podcast with James and Lisa. I'm James.
And I'm Lisa.
This is take two for the audience so they know.
Because the dogs started barking
in the background, yes. So today we decided this. We've done this before, but we pulled an oracle card to pull up today's topic. If for our listeners, oracle cards are just they're just cards that prompt a topic to discuss or contemplate or think about. Yeah. Or
well, they're also a tool that you can use to connect with your
intuition. Yeah, to go within. Yeah, yeah. And so it's not like, you know, I don't know, it's not witchcraft or anything. It's just a mechanism in which you can kind of prompt to go inside. Anyway.
Yeah, there's lots of different types of cards. So
anyway, today we pulled a card on naturalness and truth. And so what we wanted to spend some time sharing with you guys, our listeners today, is we wanted to talk about what is our true nature? What is it that humans are and aren't? And we've said this before. I just want to say this because we've mentioned it many times, I think, in other podcast episodes, yeah, that we are far more than we think we are. And we are not even scratching the surface when we think about who we are. We're not even scratching the surface with our own understanding of who we are.
Yeah, I've read some books where they call your ego your small self because it's so small.
Yeah, yeah. Our ego likes the game to be small, right? It likes to play small.
Feels safer that way.
That's right. Yeah. So who are we? Let's start out with who we're not, because that's the easiest, right?
Yeah.
We're not our thoughts. We're not our ideas. We're not
our emotions.
No, we're not our emotions. We're not
job title. We're not our job title.
We're not like what we think is attractive or not attractive or tough or not tough or principled or unprincipled or charactered or uncharactered. All those things are not who we are.
Yeah.
So what does that leave us then? What are we?
Scared. Naked.
Yeah. Yeah. The emperor, you know, emperor's new clothes, right? We're walking around out here. And that's, it's funny you say that too, because it's harder for us on the inside to know who we are than it is for people on the outside observing us. They actually have, to some extent, a better idea of who we are.
Yeah, we usually don't see a lot of things about ourselves that other people see, like kindness and some of our loving nature and those things.
Right.
Because we're inside being critical.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm so stingy and I'm selfish and self-centered and things like that.
Yeah. Whatever it is, you label it whatever it is. And that's, once you've identified with whatever that is, that's what we're talking about. Then you start to believe, or you tell yourself a story that that's who you are.
Yeah.
For any of our listeners that are younger, getting a start in their kind of adulthood life, or, you know, maybe in college or high school or whatever, it's, you're in a unique situation in that you're kind of really, you're not very set yet in who you are. You haven't labeled yourself to a large extent.
So my daughter is 21 and getting ready to graduate from college. And she was talking about how she was kind of scared because she's like, my identity for most of my life has been student. And she's a good student. She's really good at it. Mm-hmm. So she, you know, she does identify with it. And now that's no longer going to be.
Mm. Yeah. So there you go. So I guess it starts probably.
It does.
When you shoot out of the womb, you know, it's like, who I am. I am a boy. I am a girl.
Well,
I don't know,
I'm a
whatever.
boy and I'm so-and-so's son and I'm, you know,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
I mean, it definitely, it starts happening really pretty quick because it's all being projected onto us.
That's right. And we talked about in the last episode on power versus force. And the more you kind of identify who you are in the material world, right? In the material sense, the more you give up your power, the more you hand your power to others, and then you feel like you have to use force, right? To defend who you are or whatever it, when you're attacked, whatever the case may be. So we live in a natural world. If you look at the material world that we live in, this existence that we're on, we're constantly surrounded by a natural state, right? There's a pattern. Things are born, they have their peak, and then they die, right? And we're no different. That is our nature as well. We're here, we're born, we have our seasons, and then we're gone. And we never, you know, none of us know when that's going to happen, but it's...
But we're guaranteed it is going to happen.
Exactly. And so that is one thing that we are. We are part of nature. I know a lot, I hear this a lot, especially in politics and stuff, is that, you know, because we're aware of what we're doing and we're making conscious choices, and because we have consciousness, somehow we see ourselves as having some sort of responsibility that we are not part of nature, that we impact nature, but we're separate from nature.
Interesting.
And I think there's a fallacy there in that we are part of nature. Now, that doesn't mean we can't, you know, make it, we can't hunt a species, you know, into extinction, because we have.
Yeah.
But that's part of the natural process of what a human race does to other species in our existence, right? So our nature is part of nature.
Yes.
I wanted to read you this.
It's all connected.
Yeah, we're all connected. It's all connected, yeah.
All of it, nature, humans.
I wanted to read this. This is the Oracle card that I brought out, the Wisdom Keeper's Inner Guidebook, The 64 Faces of Awakening by Rosie R. Good Ornson, PhD. And so we pulled this card on naturalness, and it says, I'm here to remind you that you are far more splendid than your mind could ever grasp. And your authentic nature is destined to bloom and contribute to the magnificent garden of which we were all part. Graciously take a bow, get out of your own way, and let it happen.
It's a good message.
So that's really what we wanted to bring to the listeners today. And we talk about this and our true nature and our truth. Our true nature and our truth, to a large extent, is undiscovered for so many of us. I think I fall in that category, because we spent a lifetime so busy trying to create, well, first discover who we are, and then when we kind of run into a dead end, or we don't like what we maybe think we are,
we start
recreating, changing, controlling, and trying to make it happen, and that's not our nature. I mean, when you look at nature, it's the unpredictability is part of the experience, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And so I think for me, when I think about my own true nature, I often think about my own true nature is to allow the unfolding of life to happen. Right. And
which is really hard to do.
It really is. There was the other statement in this that I wanted to read too. When we read this, both Lisa and I love this one. I'm going to steal it somehow and incorporate it in something. You are not your thoughts, feelings, or beliefs, nor your looks or your job description. over time, as this truth sinks in, as you stop arguing with your life, as you stop arguing with your life.
Yeah, that really resonated with me.
Yeah. So
I do that a lot.
We were literally just doing it before we got on to record this. we're talking about emails. So one of the things I wanted to do is I want to ask a question of our audience. I want to ask our audience to ponder and contemplate this question and just be honest with themselves. You know, we're not going to ask for to turn in any homework or anything, but where are you arguing with your life? And what would it look like if you stopped arguing?
Yeah.
And accepted and allowed?
Yeah, and I would say make a list, because there's more than one thing. At least five things. Try to make a list of at least five.
Yeah. Yeah. And this other great question I want to have our listeners contemplate is, where are you compromising or losing yourself to others? Where are you compromising or losing yourself to others?
That's a big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all have families. We're all in up here in the Pacific Northwest. We're all trapped in our houses with our families because of the smoke.
Yeah.
So
well, I'm in South Dakota right now, and we're in smoke too. So it's all the way over here.
Oh yeah.
It's in the upper atmosphere though.
It's in Michigan too. My brother lives.
I know.
In
isn't that crazy? We digress. Mm-hmm. But here's a I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a perfect example of where we're arguing with life. 2020 is pretty special, and it just seems to keep rolling with new things, right? New experiences to challenge us.
Yeah.
And part of me says it's because they're collectively our consciousness is raising as a species.
Yeah, I believe that.
And so just at you and I, our own spiritual journey, as we have awoken and become more conscious, it's become in some ways more challenging, because now there's nothing hidden. There's nothing we can ignore, be distracted by, right? We have to deal with these things and you know, we have to walk our talk, right? And so I'm so glad you actually brought that up, because the wildfires, and we've got hurricane after hurricane after hurricane hitting the South as we speak right now. And then of course we've got a pandemic going on. And so,
and the election coming
and
up.
Riots, race riots.
And the riots. It's a big year.
It's a pretty unprecedented year. At least in my lifetime. And so, Are we arguing with that?
Yeah. Ask yourself that.
Are you arguing with
you,
it?
And I'm sure everyone's going to say yes, because you can't go into a conversation with people and not have somebody, you know, people need to process things. So they're talking about it.
Well, and we're feeling it, right? We're feeling anxiety, and we're feeling anger, and we're feeling frustration, and we're feeling all those low vibrational energy or low energy emotions, which is telling us that we're not in our true nature.
Yeah.
Because when we're in our true nature, and I know this to be true, like I know. When we're in our true nature, when we stop fighting life, and we start fighting, I don't believe in destiny, but when we start allowing our natural life to unravel in front of us and embrace it, then those low vibration emotions are either gone, or they're experienced, and then they move on.
Well, you can observe them.
You can observe
when you're at that higher vibrational level. You it's more of an observation than a like being in it and feeling it and experiencing it in that way.
Yeah, you no longer feed it. You don't give it any energy, right? It's energy that is experienced, but it's not like it doesn't possess you. That's the word I was trying to think of.
Yeah, and you don't feel like you have to do anything with it,
right?
Because that gives it energy. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, you feed it.
You just observe it. You just observe it.
Yeah. Observe it. And sometimes I would say also sometimes there is action that is called to be taken, but it's an expansive feeling action. Like I'll give you an example. Earlier this week on Tuesday, we went and visited Mount Rushmore because we're in South Dakota.
Cool.
And, it's September, but there's a lot of people there. There was a lot of people on a Tuesday, you know, mid morning, 10,
wow.
10 in the morning.
Wow.
I mean, it was a lot of people.
Did they all have gray hair?
actually, no, that was surprising too. A lot of families. Anyway, when we get in there, now everybody's outside for the most part. So not a lot of people wearing masks. It's like impossible to social distance. There's just too many people. Yeah. And so I actually felt myself, feeling like frustrated and judging other people as being
inconsiderate,
unaware.
Yeah, reckless.
Unkind, ungenerous, you know, blah, 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 right? Selfish. And I could feel my body and especially my stomach and my shoulders, I could feel myself like getting tense. Like I want to correct this problem, right? And
yeah.
So this is, by the way, you know, this is ruled. I would say one of my gifts is I'm a great problem solver. I've always been good at that. And so because I've always been so good out of it, I've sort of told myself that's who I am. I'm a problem solver. And because I've identified with being a problem solver, I actually look for problems to solve.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
I'm pretty certain.
So did you get on your megaphone? Attention, everyone.
No, you just.
There's a pandemic. Put your mask on.
It's like
on.
You train. It's like you train yourself to see what's wrong in everything, right?
Yeah.
And I'm compassionate, though. I want to help. I want to fix it. And I would speculate that any of our listeners that are in IT or in engineering or in jobs, firefighters or any place like in jobs where they're good at putting out fires and solving problems. They probably gravitated to that work because it helps fit their identity.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I'm feeling this feeling and I'm like, okay, I'm resisting this whole experience because of this train of thought that I'm on of everyone being selfish and inconsiderate and all this other kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people would do, instead of like trying to manage that consciousness, instead of, you know, trying to talk myself out of it or the feeling is like going back to when we talked about shadow work, I had just asked myself, why does it matter? Why do I care other people's being selfish or whatever, whatever?
Yeah.
And I noticed something in that moment that when my brain was basically arguing with life, I noticed that basically the message that came down to me or came through me or I became aware of, I guess, is that energy is entrained. Energy comes to all of us from inside of us, and it flows out and it comes into us and we receive it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And energy entrains itself either as a low vibration energy or as a high vibration energy. And that I have a choice I can make in that moment right then and there. I can contribute to high vibration energy, which is people, others can entrain to, or I can entrain myself to the low frequency vibration.
And add to it with your frustration.
Yeah, and entrain myself or allow others to entrain with me. Mm-hmm. And at that thought, in that very moment when that came, is I thought, I'm going to make a choice. I'm going to make a choice right now to raise my own vibration consciously.
Yeah.
Hoping that others will entrain to it. And so what I did was I just basically didn't focus on that part of it, the people that were doing that or anything else. And what I focused on, ironically enough, is I focused on just almost like being curious about what I would experience moving through that area, the whole, you know, going in and watching the films and going into the display halls and walking the trail. And I just wanted to experience the true kind of authentic nature of it.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, what I really saw was I saw a lot of patriotism. I saw a lot of...
Oh, I love that.
A lot of people were truly kind of somber and almost like just reverent of the work that was done there and the symbolism of it all. And anyway, you get the whole idea, is that I walked out of there feeling quite lifted, quite elevated, in the sense
I love that you made the conscious choice, that you decided, that you saw it for what it was, almost like you were the observer.
Exactly.
You see what's happening, I'm going to make a conscious choice. And this is the kind of thing that happens when you're on this type of, you know, like growth path, like you are. Mm-hmm. You start to notice things like that. You don't just get sucked. Because a lot, think about in the past when you just would have been sucked right into that frustration and stayed there.
Yeah.
The whole time.
It would have ruined it for me, right? I would have walked out of there thinking.
And probably I would have
left.
Too.
I would have left soon. I would have been bitching the whole drive home about all the people and how rude everybody is. And, you know, and that they didn't think that through. And if I was designing that area, I would have done this and I would have done that. And this was terrible. And I'm, you know, I'm never going back. So I'm going to go on.
We all have free will. We all have choice. And you chose not to do any of those things.
But my point is sharing that is that is our nature. Our nature, our natural self is to, I don't want to say adapt. That's not the right word. But to accept that there's a choice and accept that there is so much more to us and to everyone else. And that, like you said, and the true nature is we're all connected. Our energy flows between us, all of us. That's also part of our nature. We are pack animals.
We're connected to the trees and the birds and the dogs and the everything.
Yeah. And that
each other,
that is who we are. At our essence, that is our truth. Our truth is that we're here to experience this life. And all the things that we're manifesting in this life are to be experienced, not resisted.
Yeah.
And so that's the main message we wanted to share with you guys, our listeners today, because I know, especially the left-brainer, analytical, logical thinkers that listen to this podcast, that's... We think our nature is that logical, analytical intellect. We think that's who we are. Yeah. I mean, for 52 years, that's what I thought I was. Well, 50 years, I guess 50 years. That's who I thought that was my strength. That was what, when I filled out my resume, I talked about all those things because those were my gifts. Those were the things that served me.
Yeah. We're not supposed to use our brains that way. Our minds are really just to help us do everyday tasks, like, you know, plan our day and like get up in the morning,
do our budget,
brush our teeth and eat our, all that
set
stuff.
Set goals.
But not all the thinking and the attaching and the, you know.
And again, it all blends together and it's we kind of oversimplify these things. But in the end of the day, it's simple, but not easy. And
It's simple, but not easy. Yeah.
And we, you and I are obviously huge advocates of mindfulness. It's part of what we do. It's not, it's,
Yeah.
we're not, we are not mindful guru experts.
Not at all.
But we know that that is a path. That is a path to start shedding the clothes, right? The outfits that we put on that make us think we feel better, or make us feel important, or make us feel valuable, or whatever it is.
Because we've experienced it.
And we stand just like, that's such a beautiful analogy you said at the beginning of this thing. We stand naked, and we stand bare with all the rest of us that are bare
Yeah.
and fragile. And then in that state, then we know that's really all we are. That's who we are. And everything
Yeah.
else is just an experience. It's not
Yeah.
us.
You, yeah.
If you,
You experience life so much more fully when you experience it that
that's
way.
right.
So I've seen glimpses of it throughout my life. But it is hard to do every
It
day.
is. I have two more questions that I wanted our listeners to ponder. The next question is, where are you self-obsessed or clinging too tightly to an identity, a way of thinking, being, or doing? Where are you
Yeah.
self-obsessed? Where are you clinging tightly? And only you got to be honest with yourself. Only you know. I mean, you can ask your friends, you can ask your family, you can ask people, but they're not in there. Right? They don't know your
Right.
intention. And so
Yeah.
they can share their observation.
Yeah,
But
it's better not to ask.
I encourage yourself to just sit with that question and ask yourself, where are you self-obsessed? And then this is a really good one. Think of a time when you experienced true naturalness. When you fully relaxed into your own skin. What about that situation brought out that naturalness in you? So,
That's a good one.
I kind of wanted to end today with that question. I want to pose that question to you, and then I'll take a stab at myself. When have you been at your most natural state, when you're just comfortable in your own skin? Are you willing to share one of those?
Well, I would say probably that would be experiences when I'm in flow. So when I'm creating. I'm an artist and I make jewelry and I paint and things like that. So times when I'm in flow with creating, like you sort of like bond with creation and you just let it flow. I would say that's probably a good
So
example.
your nature is a creator.
Well, I'm not going to attach
No,
to
but I'm saying that your nature is to create.
Yeah, yes, in writing
And you
and
know that because
making.
that's when you feel most alive. And would you say in that space when you are creating and you're in that flow, what's your experience and what's the result?
The experience is it's like a timeless space that you go into. You just kind of lose all concept of time, and you're not attached to who you are. You almost lose who you are, and you're just in the making of the you're in the creation of whatever it is that you're working on.
I love
So,
that. You lose who you are.
yeah.
That's a great way to think about what we're talking about. When you're at your true nature, you kind of lose who you are. You are just being,
You're just being, yeah.
and you're not
Who you
doing per
think you
se,
are.
right? You're being.
Yeah. So how about you?
I used to make fun. Okay, so I'm gonna reveal a little something here. Some of my own like bias and bigotry. I used to make fun of what I call tree huggers, right? People who are
I actually hugged trees. Like when
people who are, you know, put the forests and the trees above humans, right? And so what's really interesting is on my own personal sort of spiritual journey, one thing that is really become very self-evident to me is I'm obsessed with trees. I'm obsessed with, I notice where they're at. I feel them. I feel connected to them. Not when I would, not like to the point where, you know, I would cry if a tree got cut down, because I also know that, that they have cycles just like everything else, right? They mm-hmm. they live and they die. But so that's my way of saying that when I'm, and I feel at my most nature is when I'm in nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I, sometimes I'll go up to a tree and I'll just sit at the base of a tree and I'll meditate. Right.
Love it.
And it's interesting that you said earlier that you, cause I lose track of time. I lose track of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the most fully present when I'm in nature.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other part that we want to impart on our listeners and experiment and invite them to try is start paying attention to when you feel the most, you feel the most relaxed, the most comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah. And then do more of that.
Do more of that.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't make it happen, but allow it, allow more room for it.
Yeah.
Because that's, I believe that's your soul calling you to invite you to bring more of that into your experience. And sometimes it's not logical. It's probably, it probably doesn't make sense.
Sometimes it doesn't make sense. People are like, no, don't, what are you doing?
Sometimes it feels scary.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, going on a podcast and telling people you like trees
that you hug trees
can be a risk. Right. But that's just me telling you my truth.
Yeah.
And that's the other piece is when you discover your truth, I know we're a little bit long, but we're all wacky with time-wise. But I want to share one quick story just because it's coming to me right now, and I feel like it needs to be shared. One of my ex-coworkers in my corporate job one day was sharing a story about how they were involved in it as a kid in a divorce. And one parent lived on the East Coast in Florida, and the other parent lived on the West Coast in California.
Wow.
And so they had to travel back and forth. And two different, very different kind of parents, very different kind of ways of parenting. But this person shared with me that the one thing that they always felt in as a child was loved on either side. And they were starting to get emotional sharing this with me, that love was what carried them through so much of the challenges of being in a separated family. And they were sharing this with, because they were saying that's the one thing that is most important to them. And I hesitate to use the word important, because, you know, we could do a whole podcast on it, the word important, but it was important to them. It's they had this value. They wanted their kids to feel that, have that same experience.
Yeah.
And this person, who is a man, was sharing this with me and was becoming very, very emotional, like tears welling up in their eyes and sharing this information. And I said to him at the time, I was like, what you're feeling right now is this is your body and your soul telling you that this is your truth. Because it's the emotion behind it is telling you that this is your truth. And no one can take that away from you. Right. That truth is your truth. A parent's love for their children and the child's feeling the expression of a parent's love for their children is that individual's truth. It may not be everyone's truth.
Yeah.
But it was his truth.
Yeah, I love that.
And he looked at me and he said, "I know that. I know that's true. I feel that's true."
Yeah.
And so that's why we kind of want to do this particular episode and share the main message here is that go discover your own truths. And, mm-hmm. you know, don't allow the distractions of trying to be something attached to whatever, to create your, you know, to pull you away from your true nature, be your naturalness.
Yeah.
And I just, you said it earlier, I guarantee you so much more joy and bliss and honest, true connections with other people will come from that than wearing masks and trying to pretend to be somebody.
Yep. Trying to fit in and whatnot. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's, I guess, the podcast today, right?
And that's a good message.
Yeah. The message to our listeners is go be your true nature and discover your truth.
Yeah.
And live it.
Yeah.
Life's just too damn short.
It is.
All right. I think with that, we will say, one other quick thing. Lisa and I, we really want to invite our listeners, anybody out there that listens to our podcast, if you're willing and interested, reach out to us either on the Practical Consciousness Facebook group or just get in touch with either of us directly. And we'd really love for a listener to volunteer to come onto the podcast and be coached. Now, we won't go crazy like deep into super personal kind of stuff, but, you know, just we'd like our listeners to experience the coaching process. And when we were in our coaching school, we did this thing, they called it fishbowl coaching. And basically one person would be coached and all, like, was it three or four coaches, right? Would just trade off.
Asking questions. I think everybody asked one question or something like that.
I don't remember, but at first it was like, so hard, but then it was kind of fun. And you really got to feel the different sort of like style and way and intuitive process of each of the individual coaches.
Yeah.
So we just think it would be really fun to do a episode or more of us coaching somebody, and so they can kind of experience, and, you know, probably it will resonate, whatever they're being coached on will resonate with others. And and you can kind of get an opportunity to experience what it's like to be coached.
Sign up,
please do. And not everybody's willing to do that kind of a thing, and we get it. But I'm hoping there's somebody out there who'd be willing.
We do record. It's not live.
Yeah.
If at the end you're like, please don't repost that, we wouldn't do it.
If we end up pulling something out that you're just like,
I don't want the world
to know that that's in me, then we'll can it. Yeah. So anyway, I encourage anybody, invite anybody to do that and be willing to do that. If not, then
be fun.
You know, maybe we'll do something where, you know, Lisa coaches me or I coach Lisa or you know, whatever.
Yeah, we could
do
that.
Something like that. But anyway, I think that's something that would be an interesting episode to listen to. And we'd love to invite anybody to volunteer to do that. Now, with that, I think we're actually done.
Okay.
Thank you all for listening. I wish you the best in discovering your own natural nature and your own individual truth.
Yeah, have fun with that.
And then with that, we'll say goodbye.
Bye-bye.